This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
I'll be right there. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't get stupid on the phone. I just simply hang up on you. That simple. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there. A whole bunch of stuff you can get involved with. And I wish you would. You know, I head over to the website, therealside.com. The way you help shows like mine is you buy the books, the shirts, the coffee cups, the water bottles, or just send me money. That's always good, too. If you go to the website, you can see the Patreon Patreon logo there. And you can become a monthly donor, if you would. $5, $10, $5,000, whatever you feel like giving. The $5,000 is nice, because then I can stop asking. But anyway, but head over there. You know, you want a coffee cup? You buy coffee cups? You like coffee cups? Coffee tastes better in a TRS mug. See? I drink it all the time. Then we got the water bottles and the shirt. Hashtag stand. Seriously, stand for your country. Stand for America. Stand for liberty. Stand for, you know, for freedom. You've got to take a stand. It doesn't just happen. Think about what was given up. In the recent, you know, our 4th of July celebration, what was given up by those men and women who died for your freedom, for my freedom? Somebody gave up something, didn't they? Somebody lost something, didn't they? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, because I love this stuff. Apparently, there's hope. It doesn't sound good to start with, does it? Generation Z, apparently, is nothing like millennials, which I guess is a good thing, right? And because millennials, I don't know. You know what? If you're a millennial and you listen to this show and you're not one of these millennials, then don't write me and tell me how mean I'm being, because I'm not. There's lazy people in every generation. But the millennials seem to have a really big, it's all about me kind of attitude. You know what I'm saying? And this one really, really, really freaked out some professors, because the study was done by a liberal professor. Now, a political science professor in Pennsylvania says Democrats need to worry because the generation replacing their millennial allies on college campuses are definitely different. They seem to have a very distinct libertarian streak, which means they don't want the government involved. They want the government less involved in their lives. Unlike the millennials, who want the government to actually pay for pretty much everything in their lives. A professor at the Keystone College has been gathering data on Generation Z and recently told the New York Post that he expects the rising generation of college students to differ markedly from those dominating a campus culture today. He says politically Generation Z, what are we going to do now? What do we do, like double A, double B? Where do they go now? All the way back around again? Is a liberal moderate with social issues, like support for marriage equality and civil rights, and moderate conservative with fiscal and security issues. He said, while many are not connected to the two major parties and lean independent, Generation Z inclinations generally fit moderate Republicans. Wow. That would send a shiver down Nancy Pelosi's spine, but you would have to be aware or self-aware for that to happen. Notably, Brower's research has indicated that growing up in an age of constant terror threats, school shootings, economic instability, has led Generation Z to prize economic stability and security more than millennials. In a recent poll, a third of millennials say that safe spaces are absolutely necessary. Now, pollsters need to pay attention to Generation Z because, people and politicians need to recognize that they aren't millennials. They shouldn't be lumped in. Now, College Reform is noting that there was virtually no attention paid to this demographic in 2016, even though it was the first presidential election in which Gen Z had the ability to vote in. Democratic candidates lost 5% of the youth vote nationally. So they were down from 60 to 55%. Now, Brower pointed out in Florida, Democrats' margin of victory among the young dropped 16 percentage points in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The drop was 19 points in Wisconsin and so on. Brower believed that this is indicative of a more than one-time phenomenon. Saying it's much more likely that the precipice drops were due to the more conservative Generation Z being able to, for the first time, to vote and express their political... You know, this is proof that the Dems have totally, totally ignored the people that were for them, that were part of their party. Come on, think about it. Right? I mean, they had Middle America, they had the Rust Belt, they had the average blue-collar worker. And they blew it. Nancy Pelosi threw them under the bus by calling them low-information voters, her own people. You know, they watch TV and they give into the news and they're watching that Fox stuff and they're being misinformed. Well, it's good. So you're saying that the people who used to vote for you, used to work for you, the union workers, the farm workers, or what have you, have turned around and probably what Trump said resonated. And nobody fought it. Nobody came in with a list to show how much better life has got. You know why? Because it hasn't. What Trump said for 60 years. Now, I know it was aimed at African Americans or black people, black Americans. But when he said, you've been voting that way for 60 years, where's it got you? Give me a try. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website. Sign up for the newsletter and then come back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved. Seriously. Be involved in the conversation. Be involved in the pushback. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can do a gazillion and three things up there on the website. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. All right. Let's go back and hit it, as they say. You know, this generation, like, I've been railing on, and look at, I realize this is exceptions to every rule. I got it. Like, you know, get over yourselves. Generation Xers, they're not all terrible people. I mean, millennials. I'm sorry, not Gen X. Millennials. But they do have a common thread. And we've talked about it a million times on the show, as to what they feel is rightfully theirs. They are a group, the majority of them are a group of, you owe me, you should give me, you should do for me. And I keep saying it goes back to the parents. It goes back to what we did with our children, how we raised our kids. Did we raise them to be independent? Did we raise them to be dependent? Did we raise them to look at us, look at their parents for help and push through? So, you know, I have noticed too about the millennials, and maybe even the Gen Xers, I don't know, but mostly the millennials. The males don't drive anymore. I thought it was interesting. Every time I see them pulling someplace or going somewhere or being picked up, it's always the girlfriend picking them up. Now, look, if that's the arrangement, that's what it is. But I remember as a kid, 16, 17, 15, 16, 17, couldn't wait to get in my car. Couldn't wait to get a car. Couldn't wait to get a license. Couldn't wait to drive. Couldn't wait to get my first ticket. Well, actually, I could have waited for that, but it was kind of like a badge, you know? Yeah, I got it for speeding, dude. Anyway, but the Democrat candidates, you know, lost 5% of the youth vote nationally. Come on, think about that. It shouldn't have been that big of a... I mean, aren't the youth enamored with the Democrats? And then in Florida, I think I told you, they dropped by 16%. You know, one thing about an average, but in the areas they're supposed to have... You know, in Ohio and Pennsylvania, both almost 20 points. That's a major drop. I'm sorry, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, almost 20. And this could be a big deal for them. If the Republicans do it right, if they stay stupid, as they have been, they're going to have a problem. Now, Bauer cautions that while Generation Z will likely be more conservative than millennials, they will not actively seek out the GOP. The party needs to take steps to conform to their more moderate social views and can be driven away by significant rightward lurch. This generation is different, he says, and they're about to have a profound impact on commerce, politics, and trends. If politicians and business leaders aren't paying attention, well, they better. Because these people, the Generation Xers, are the ones that are going to make the change. Our cautious work remains unfinished, saying he hopes to continue collecting data over the course of the next few election cycles in order to come up with an even more definitive conclusion. Well, you know what? I agree with him. For years, the young people were voting dem. And I believe that more and more, some of the younger people I'm dealing with, they don't want the government involved in their daily stuff. They don't want the government knowing all the stuff about them or being involved in some of their business, if you would. And to show you that there's some lash or pushback, if you would, because I think this is a big deal. And I think you're going to start seeing this happen even more and more and more. Now, the University of Missouri is looking for money. You know why? Because they were so caught up in making sure we had gender studies, genderless studies, LGBTQ studies, snowflake studies, politically correct studies, that they're running out of money. They're actually begging for $5,000 to put a poetry book in the library. Some of the stuff I just find hilarious. All right, so the University of Missouri is still seeking salvation in diversity quotas and endless diversity training for faculty, staff, and students, even as it struggles to draw new tuition dollars. So this is how stubborn they are. This is so typical of the liberals. They lose the election. They lose election after election after election. They lose seat after seat after seat that they're sure they're going to keep or take. It changed nothing. University of Missouri, their donations have taken a nosedive for quite some time now. And what do? They change nothing. And they need books, they need dollars for sure. And what do? They change nothing. So, let me see. Close endless diversity training for faculty, staff, and students, even as it struggles to draw new tuition dollars, particularly from white would-be applicants. Who wants to pay? See, I told you there's something wrong with them. They're ill. Who wants to come pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year to go to a school that tells you you're white, and because you're white, you have white privilege, and because you're white, you have no business being here, and because you're white, you need to go back to the classroom, to the back of the classroom. You need to give whatever you have, whatever privilege you have, whatever money you have, you need to give to other groups. Yeah, that's where I want to go. You hear the flushing sound shortly thereafter. The New York Times is a big Sunday feature on the fallout from Missouri's racial protest nearly 2 years ago. Contrasting reactions from the different demographics that would otherwise consider enrolling at the university system's flagship, Columbia campus. Not only has it shuttered several dorms, laid off hundreds, and cut back on communications lobbying. See, little hint to some of you Dems that I know are trolling me right now and are listening. If you had a better idea, wouldn't it be working? If you had a better idea, would you be shutting down dorms? If more people thought like you did, would you be laying off hundreds? I'm just asking. Now, because of the low enrollment, Missouri's library they've resorted to begging for books, including a pretty pricey collector's item. Now, look, they're getting less donations. They have less money coming in. They have less people wanting to come to the school. But, hey, let's spend some money on some pretty pricey books that nobody really wants. The tent city set up by protesters in November 2015 has been restored to a well-manicured emerald field of grass, but all around campus signs of the university suffering are evident. The library is asking for a donation to buy 400 books that it wants, including a, are you for this? $5,000 copy of a complete and truly outstanding works by Homer. During the break, grab the copy and tell me what you pay for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Please don't go far. We've got so much more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. I truly mean that. I know that you could be listening to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one. It makes me feel good. I don't know about you, but it does make me feel good, and I do appreciate it all. So, let's see. Yeah, I mean, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, as some of you who've been listening for a while know that sometimes I just hold back a little bit. But I'm getting tired of this stuff. I'm getting so tired of us being afraid, of us not willing to open our mouths and speak. You know, some of you know and don't know that it took me a while, but I'm an elected local official. I actually am on a school board. Yeah, I know. A conservative right-wing Christian on a school board. That'd scare the crud out of any hardcore left-wing liberal. I'm bad for the kids. I'm bad for everybody. And they never look at what somebody has done. They only look at what somebody hasn't done. For them, for their group, for their tribe, as I like to say. And my job is to do what's good for all kids. Not one certain group. And you know what? Not one certain group of Christians, gays, Jews, fat people, thin people, tall people, short people. I mean, my job is to do for all. What's fair for all. It doesn't mean you ignore anybody. It just means it's what's fair for all. But the ones that have, it's really interesting, the ones that have the biggest problem with true equality are the liberals. The hardcore left-wing progressive liberal. They are truly the ones that have the biggest problem with equality. Because first of all, they never stop at equality. Never. It's always domination. It's always control. There's no difference. So, this doesn't surprise me. And you're going to see more and more of this stuff going down because they're sure they're right. And they're going to shove it down your throat whether you want it or not, whether you buy it or not, whether you believe in it or not. And watch what happens. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So we're talking about the University of Missouri having trouble getting money in, and to the point, you know, because they were so.
What?
They were spending all kinds of money on diversity training. They were spending all kinds of money on, you know, equality training, LGBTQ training, a lack of, what do you want to call it, cultural appropriation training. It's just nuts. So the library is asking for donations to buy 400 books, which includes a little over $5,000 for a copy, not copies of, a copy of Complete and True Outstanding Works by Homer. So they've got all these money issues, and that's it? Right? Think about it. They have money issues, and they have to have this works. I mean, because they can't use the money for anything else, right? And even though the campus is in prime viewing area for the August 21st total solar eclipse, it still has a few dozen vacant dorm rooms available for $120 a night. Here's the biggest problem. Neither white nor black young people think that they'll be welcome on campus. They've done such a great job of inclusion, these people. Think about this. They've done such a great job of, because this is what they always talk about. We want to be totally inclusive. We want to make sure that everybody understands that we're totally inclusive of all. Well, you're not. That's a lie. And guess what? It's come back to bite you. Because they know it's a lie. Even the liberals that are going to college, that are going there for school, know it's a lie. When you're polling and you find out the blacks and the white kids, young kids, feel like they're not welcome on campus, yeah, you screwed up. Black freshman enrollment has plummeted by 42%. Black students were already a minority. What a great job. See, you ever notice that with the libs on the left, the hardcore libs? That when they take action, it always has the 180-degree effect of what they're looking for. They made up 10% of the freshman class in 2012, a proportion that fell to just 6% this last fall. Whitney Matui, a black student from McKinney, Texas, who will be a senior in the fall, said that after the protest, her parents asked if she wanted to transfer. Got smart. God bless those parents. Protecting their child first. That's what you should do. But she decided to stay because she is in Missouri's prestigious journalism school. Being the other in every other classroom in every situation is exhausting, she said. Yet white student Tyler Morris said that he chose another school this year, other than Missouri, because he didn't want to be that person who I guess was stereotyped because I was white. Let me read that again. He didn't want to be that person who I guess was stereotyped because I was white. See, for years we heard we shouldn't be negative on blacks or whoever, because they can't do anything about their skin color. However, you're pounding on white people who also can't do anything about their skin color. And I don't know when all of a sudden it became the two wrongs made a right. What does that equal it off now? In other words, assumed to be racist by the university vocal and in-your-face black student activist, whose cockiness grew exponentially after the deposed to UM system president, Tim Wolf, and then the chancellor, Hank Foley. See, when you give in to these people, when you give in to the people that really, you really shouldn't, you want to sit down and talk with them, you want to work through things with them, you want to explain the realities of life with them, and maybe there are some, look at, maybe there are some things that are problematic. Nobody's perfect. Maybe the school did have issues that it needed to square away. And frankly, the two guys that resigned, maybe they just didn't want the aggravation. I was going to call them cowards, but we'll wait. Maybe they just—I wouldn't want the aggravation. Not something I'd want to have to deal with. So there are apparently many Tylers out there. The white enrollment drop-off of 21% has been the most damaging financial because white students were already a majority on campus. But think about them. They're not changing anything. See what I mean? They used to have that commercial, that goofy commercial, where you'd go off the cliff. They show the Republicans pushing Graham off the cliff, and they're the ones that are driving off the cliff. They see it coming. It's right in front of them. and then keep going. Now, even though many campuses are better known for the anti-Semitic allegations, Missouri's mythical poop swastika scared away at least one Jewish student whose family went to University of Missouri. Ali Zuller, who is Jewish and grew up in the suburb of St. Louis, said that she could not stomach going to a place where blacks and Jews might feel unwelcome. She enrolled instead at Truman State University in Kirksville, Montana, where she will be a sophomore this coming year. Looking for colleges is intimidating in and of itself, she said. Adding anti-Semitism on top of that was just too much for me. Even as the new UM system president, Moon Chow, says the general consensus for Mizzou's woes is the fall of 2015 protest based on the specious incidents like politically convenient racial slurs. You know, this stuff just goes on and on and on. And he goes on to say that, yeah, I don't want to read the whole thing. He goes on to say that Missouri is doubling down on the very practices that promoted racial sentiment. Think about this, what I just said a few minutes ago. They don't stop. They think that they're going to, I think that it is, it's not that they feel that they're right and you'll eventually figure it out. I think because of what we've done in the past, they figure we'll get tired of fighting it. They figure we'll back away because we just don't want the aggravation anymore. Well, some of us are too stubborn or stupid to back off. I don't know which it is with me sometimes. But if you know you're right, you don't give up. If you know you're right, you stay on it. But they're not right. In wanting to promote equality, they have actually they have actually driven out Jews, blacks, and whites. For some odd reason, that doesn't sound like the right recipe, right? If you're trying to make brownies, and the mix produces a white angel food cake, I don't know. I think you got a problem. I'm Joe. Even after they put a chief diversity officer in, they're having all kinds of trouble. Anyway, I'm Joe, the senior host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Please don't go far. I got so much more to talk about after the break. The Freedom from Religion freaks are at it again, but you'll have to wait to find out how. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do not blow it off. No, seriously. Everybody get involved with a common carpet? Is something that you don't think I did right, that I got right, that I'm brain dead on? Just let me know. It's, for me, it's that easy. Not that hard. Okay, so I was going to do the gun thing. I guess I'll do that now. I'll do the gun thing now. The top of the hour. God, I got some good ones for you guys. And I mean some good ones. So apparently, for atheists, God and guns don't mix. Can you imagine if the Freedom From Religion freaks were around when our founding fathers were trying to fight the British? Can you imagine what it would have been like? Oh, hey. You can't meet in a church? No, I don't have a separation of church and state. You can't meet in a church? Look at how many times our founding fathers met in meeting halls, or churches, as they were called, or are now called. Right? And so apparently they didn't read the very last go-around with the Supreme Court on what churches and school grounds and all the other fun stuff could be used. Like, you know, I can't remember the name of the case, but it was where a church or a Christian school, they actually won a grant from the city to redo their playground. And the playground wasn't being done just for the kids at the school. They offered free after-school programs for kids in the community, not to come to Sunday school, not to be talked about, you know, not to talk about Christ with, but so that they would have a place to go. You know, so they weren't out in the streets afterward, so they could just play. Nobody there was teaching them, but they might see a cross, they might see something about Jesus, and we can't have that now. We rather want our little kids to watch, you know, Triple X rated movies. That's okay. That's freedom of speech, right? A bunch of Wisconsin atheists are angling to stop the state of New Hampshire from holding hunter safety classes inside church buildings. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a terse note to the state's Fish and Game Department the other day. They're upset over a hunting safety class that was held at the Heritage Free Will Baptist Church. These guys are just amazing. They got to fight everything. Gee, somebody might learn that it's not good to shoot people while they're learning how to handle a gun. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is a group of perpetually offended atheists. There is no other way to describe these guys. They're constantly mad about something. Now, the group of perpetually offended atheists, agnostics, and free thinkers. They said they were contacted by a dismayed citizen. Now, this is always good. Yes, it was an anonymous person who called us to tell us they were offended. Good. Let them be offended. I'm offended, too, by some of the stuff you guys say and do. They said they were contacted by a dismayed citizen who attended the hunting safety class. The class was co-sponsored by the church and was taught by the minister. Now, if the minister was a gun expert, a gun safety expert, who cares? Does anybody see this as a problem? We strongly urge the department, based on this report, to refrain from conducting any future workshops at the churches. So said the letter written by the FFRF. God, thank God this is a family show, and I'm going to hold myself to a higher standard. The complaint involves the religious flyers that were distributed in the class with the prayers and information about church services. These proselytizing handouts are supremely insulting to non-Christians and non-believers. The FFRF complained that to the state of New Hampshire, and the state of New Hampshire has no business holding workshops of vital importance to hunting safety and berate attendees as sinners. Now, I haven't seen the flyer. I'm not so sure, though, that they're going to invite people to come there to get their gun fixed and their soul saved. I'm sure that's not how the flyer read. They went on to allege that holding safety classes in a church building alienates non-Christian members of the public whose religious beliefs are inconsistent with the message being promoted by the church. Really? I'll tell you what. Here's what I do know, for sure. I would guarantee this. If the hurricane's coming, if the floodwaters are coming, and there's a church building you can go hide in, there's something you can do, guess what will happen? They won't complain. If the church is willing to give them shelter, if the church is going to give them food, if the church is going to give them water, I guarantee you it's going to be a non-issue. What do you think? I'm not quite sure why the atheist is so offended by a voluntary safety class held at a church taught by a preacher. Right? I don't get it. The Bible's filled with all sorts of stories about hunting and fishing. And I don't suspect, they really have so much of a problem with the hunters. Maybe the part about the fisher of men, maybe that bothered them a little bit. I don't know. It's always an irritant to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to tell me where I'm wrong, where I'm off, why I have an issue. Yeah, it's nothing new. I hear it all the time. I hear the good and the bad. All right, so we did a Generation Z. Like I said, there's so much stuff I could go through. There are so many of these things I could have some fun with. This one. This is a good one. George Lopez. God bless him. George Lopez says that we need to deport all police to make ourselves safe. And I don't even know what to do with this. I find this so offensive, so irritating. Right, and we buy his albums. You go see his shows. Why would you do that? For what reason? And why do people support these loons, really? It's really time to teach Hollywood a lesson. At least I think so. He says, George Lopez put up a meme. The meme basically said, if you want to make the streets safer, deport police. Let that sink in for a second. If you want to make the streets safer, deport police. And again, I said, why do you support these lunatics? Because I don't have any of them. Deport police? Now, he thought, I don't know if he thought he was being funny. I don't know if he's really serious. But he's been pretty outspoken about, no borders, no this, no that. Let everybody in. And he really thinks that the cops are more dangerous than people who break the law. Now, and they were all over him. So he's got a suggestion for the Trump administration about deporting to make the streets safer, except it's not criminals he wants to deport, it's the police. Now, by the way, this was an Instagram post. I'm sorry, it was on Friday. I don't know if you can go back and look it up or find it or what have you. He added in a comment, this is not an indictment of all law enforcement. Some still just beat you. Now think about that. So he went down the road of trying to clear it up, trying to make it different. He said, by saying this is not an indictment of all law enforcement, because some only want to beat you. They don't want to kill you. I mean, think about this. And you go buy his stuff. Why? I don't understand. Why would you do that? Now, some of the comments made, now see, I love this. I thank these people tremendously for jumping all over him. Chelsea Parcio from San Antonio, she said, just buried a Hispanic police officer recently. He was killed in the line of duty. There is nothing but support for our police officers. You should be trying to bring people closer, not encouraging Trump BS behavior. So this obviously is not a Trump lover, but getting all over him. Alberto Barajas says, what a great way to end your career. Check out Kathy Griffin. Capricorn says that I never had you pegged as a cop hater. Francesca. On my way to a vigil for a fallen Dominion police officer in New York City. She lost her life in the line of duty, left behind three beautiful children. To find your comments disrespectful, distasteful, and as a fellow Latino, very disappointed, George. Yeah, but you see, this is great, but he's going to ignore you. Right? I mean, and where do you, hey, George, where do you start? You want to start with the LAPD officers or the New York police officers that are Hispanic? Should we start there? What do you think? Maybe some of those need to go back. What do you think? Maybe in Chicago, will you wipe out half the force, would you? There you go. And then it'll be much safer there, I'm sure. And somebody said it's the truth. Maybe George should do a ride-along. Maybe he should actually see what happens in the inner city. Maybe he should feel what we used to call pucker butt when something goes sideways. Right? I mean, these guys talk from, like they've got a clue. They have none. They've never been in the street. They've never understood what's going on out there. Oh, Georgie. I'd say we should deport him, but he's American born. He's an American citizen. Are we going to deport him back to South Central? East LA, wherever it was he grew up? All right, we come back. We're going to talk about cultural appropriation again. The cultural appropriation police have killed another restaurant. Another family-owned restaurant. A group of people that put their life savings. Right, where others loved the restaurant. But the politically correct police won't have it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.